Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Vlad. Parasha Miketz at the end. Week 10, Second Aliyah. Joseph answered Pharaoh, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer. It is as I told Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do." And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this, in whom is the Spirit of God?" Genesis 41, verses 16, 28, and 38. Why did Pharaoh's dreams repeat so much? With the Eternal's help, Yosef gave Pharaoh the interpretation of the dreams just as he was telling them to Yosef. He acknowledged that his ability wasn't his, but that he came from the Almighty. Pharaoh recognized inside him that the interpretation was correct because it agreed with the impact that the Spirit of the Eternal had given him in his spirit. That's why he could also recognize the Spirit in Yosef and say that there was no other man with the Spirit of God like him. Now, what catches my attention in this narration is that not only Pharaoh dreamed two different dreams that meant the same thing, which means that it was fixed but eternal and that he would bring them about soon, verse 32, but also that both of Pharaoh's dreams were narrated twice in the Torah. Why did Hashem want to duplicate Pharaoh's dreams if it were enough to narrate them only once? Well, it's because there's a hidden message here for the last times before the coming of the Messiah. There are several clues in the Hebrew text that show that Pharaoh's dreams were not only to be fulfilled at that time, but also in the future, in relation with the coming of the Messiah, symbolized by Yosef in a prophetic way. Both dreams of Pharaoh's officials speak of a codified message regarding the death of the Messiah and his resurrection 3 days later. There are many details in the dreams that reveal this. After 3 days, when the dreams were fulfilled, 2 years pass until the dreams of Pharaoh. 2 years can symbolize 2,000, as 1 day can symbolize 1,000 years in the scriptures. Psalms 90, verse 4, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. This gives us an indication that after the death and resurrection of the Messiah, there has to be a 2,000-year lapse before the great final prophetic events in the program of the Eternal for the world. The Hebrew phrase that is at the beginning of this narration, Miketz Shnataim Yamim, literally reads, "At the end of a couple of years of days," is an indication that this text speaks prophetically of the thing that will happen at the end of 2,000 years. The expression Miketz has several implications. It can indicate that things happen after a determined period of time, as in this chapter, and several others, Genesis 4:3, 8:6, and chapter 16, verse 3. It can also indicate a limited period of time at the end of a longer period of time, as in the case of the seventh year, Deuteronomy 15, verse 1, 31, verse 10, 34, verse 14. In the Hebrew text, in verse 28, it is written that the Almighty has shown the Pharaoh what he does, Oseh in Hebrew, what he does in present tense. This detail takes us out of time, placing us in a higher setting. What the Almighty does, without time and space limitations, is what the Pharaoh has been shown. Putting these details together, and with some other evidence in the scripture, we can come to the conclusion that what happened in the days of Yosef will happen again 2,000 years after the death and resurrection of Yeshua, son of Yosef, so that the second narration in the Torah of Pharaoh's dreams has a reason to be there. Dear disciple of Yeshua, prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, and physically to go through the 7 years of the great tribulation that will come upon the world before the coming of the Messiah, our deliverer. According to my understanding of the scriptures and the testimony in my spirit, the teaching of a pre-tribulation rapture of an alleged Gentile church is false. The Messiah has only one congregation and is made up of both Jews and also non-Jews that have come together with the Jewish people. There is no such thing as a sanctified people apart from Israel. Therefore, those who live and are of the Messiah will have to go through the great tribulation as it is written in Matthew 24 verses 21 through 31 and Mark 13 verses 19 through 27. The rapture is mentioned in Matthew 24:31 and Mark 13:27, and will happen after the great tribulation in the end times. The rapture will only be to the air, not further than the sun, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:17, with the purpose of reuniting the sanctified ones from the four corners of the earth so they can come down to be with the Messiah in the city of Jerusalem during the 1,000 years of his worldwide kingdom. May no one deceive us in any way. Shalom.